Welcome to Another News. I'm Jeff Brady. Today we're going to move a bit further out on the limb in this interview. In the past few years, there have been many channels on YouTube rising to popularity purporting to reveal humans shapeshifting into creatures with scales and claws, slit pupils, the zebra pattern, and many other types of anomalies. When you do the research, you'll find that it's quite possible that these are more than digital artifacts. Channels such as Frequency Fence, who stopped posting for years, claimed there were masking programs being used to prevent a reptilian disguised as a human being to reveal its true shape. Either way, you'll notice that the individuals shapeshifting are often news anchors, actors, actresses, or politicians. They're the people in positions within society to influence public opinion, or to make legislation, or to maybe reaffirm a false story. You heard this before? Yes, it sounds like a low-budget film script. There's a reason for that as well, according to our next guest. You might recall a past interview with Carissa Conti, who wrote the book Chasing Phantoms, Personal Experiences, Observations and Theories into the Abduction Mind Control Phenomena, where she described how she was being harassed and interfered with. We've also talked about how wireless RF microwave radiation interferes with the human brain frequency, and how a highly organized apparatus is set up around us to monitor the etheric or psychic realm. Our guest, Richard Bruce, had received a lot of attention last year when he uploaded a video titled Obama Clear Hand, State of the Union 2013. The video shows the president's hand becoming transparent while he's delivering the State of the Union address. The video had 300,000 views very quickly, and Richard's life was never the same. He's currently homeless and unemployed, living off donations, and experiencing classic harassment and gang stalking techniques. Richard continues to upload shape-shifting reptilian videos. He's revealed more bizarre anomalies, and the harassment constantly occurs. There are many components to Richard's story, and we get into the details. Richard Bruce, welcome to Another News.
Thank you.
There are so many people making videos of reporters, news anchors, actors and actresses, politicians who are glitching out on camera. Anomalies include the changing from the round pupil to the slit pupil, green skin, bumps on the skin, what's called the zebra pattern. And there are so many types of anomalies, and you've been making a lot of these types of videos. Can you tell listeners how you got started producing them and what you're now learning?
Sure. What happened to me was it was kind of started with kind of a disappointing. I went to a local convention, like anime, but the karma in that place was so bad that I came back from that kind of like searching for something deeper that was wrong with society. I mean, I already knew, you know, as a Christian for 20 years, I knew about Satan. I knew about, you know, evil and things like that. But there was something that I didn't realize about everything. And so I started down this search, and I just, you know, YouTube was like the, you know, just like the place to go. And one of the first things I noticed, the first awakening for me happened with 9/11. And the reason I'm mentioning 9/11 is because once I realized that our news is lying to us, because you know, several people made excellent 1 to 2 hour documentaries showing how there's just, you know, nothing hit Building 7. I mean, and, you know, no towers have fallen from fire. The fire wasn't hot enough for those towers to fall that way, and a bunch of other stuff. And you can even see the news edited. So when I finally woke up, because somebody told me that a long time ago, 10 years ago, in fact, and I didn't believe it. And when I believed that this was a grand lie being told right to our face, that's when I started looking for something else that had to be behind it all, because I already had my suspicions. Because to me, this is kind of an important backdrop to this, because the whole UFO thing always seemed a mystery to me. Why is it that we have a government that's lying to us clearly about Roswell and a bunch of other stuff and extraterrestrial involvement? There's just too much footage on YouTube to possibly, you know, deny that we have craft that are not made here on Earth. So why aren't they telling us about it? And the second biggest mystery about that is, why isn't anybody demanding that they tell us about it? It's almost like there's a common hypnosis, some sort of weird thing like They Live, why people don't want to ask, hey, we're paying our taxes to you. You've got to tell us what's going on. The biggest news man could ever get is that we're not alone and they're not telling us. So that already, and what I had, and the important part about that, if they're lying to us about something so grand, and that really humans wouldn't keep it from other humans, that important of an information. So I had already concluded, just way before any of this reptilian shape-shifting upload started, that there's probably extraterrestrial or non-humans in control of our government and in control of the world, apparently, at large, for the most part. Any major commercialized media or any place where people generally accept credible news to come from. So that, with that in mind, I started looking, and when I first came across these reptilian shapeshifter movies, I thought, baloney, total, you know, just people getting excited over codec errors, little blurs, little, you know, just any number of things, refresh rate problems. I mean, you know, that's what they were doing, you know. The more I saw them, the more I realized that there was something to this. And I started looking at more of them, and then I saw on the news some guy just right in front of my face with really clear, vertical, black slit pupils that were, like, big. I mean, just right in front of my face.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't have even realized this looking right at it if I hadn't been aware of this whole reptilian shapeshifter subject after watching some of these movies on YouTube.
Right.
When I saw this, I whipped out my video camera and just shot my TV. Simple consumer-grade video camera. I have a little Samsung, and I just whipped it out and shot my TV and just, you know, held it as steady as I could and just, you know, focused in on it and zoomed in, zoomed out. And then I took the footage apart in my video editor. And that's the first time, Jeff, that I realized that this is real. I mean, this is not BS. This, whatever this was, it was not a camera glitch, because both the male and a female also that was on that show on KCET were showing things that you could absolutely, positively not have a camera error cause. You know, I saw this dark reptilian slit eye, and when I saw that feature, you know, with no reflection in the pupil, and it's going all the way up and down from the top of the iris to the bottom of the iris, that's how I knew it was. There was something more to this, and the more it took a long time. This is what's really important about this, and you know, if your listeners take anything away from this, it takes time. It took me months to even believe something like this could be going on, and so when you can't believe it, then you can't visualize it in your mind, and that's one of the things that I think is important about uploading footage and uploading credible, clear, rational footage, not a bunch of loud psychedelic music and flashing back and forth and so forth. You know, show the effect as clearly as you can. One of the problems is that the shape-shifting often shows up in a smaller or far-away shot when there's distance between the subject and the camera lens.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is an important point to make. I've got some of the best shape-shifting footage from a situation where there's distance from the camera to the subject. In fact, I got the Obama clear hand footage on a far shot of Obama from the podium, and this was historic footage, okay, which I uploaded on January 9th, 2013. That was my very first shape-shifting movie that I uploaded. And so when I saw this on KCET, I thought, well, I'll look for more shapeshifters on KCET. But when I did, I caught a piece of Obama on the State of the Union on the John McLaughlin show. And when I saw this, I saw Obama in the background, and I noticed his hand was clear. So I took it into the video editor, and then I made that movie, Obama Clear Hand. And actually, one reason it went viral is because somebody copied it and added some music, because back then I didn't even add any sound to my movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I got like 300,000 views like really fast, and at somebody else's channel. And I wasn't worried about anybody stealing from me, you know, because I figure, hey, my main point is to get the word out, because the main thing I realized about this, Jeff, is that we're getting used.
We as in the human race?
Yeah, I mean, as in human beings, as opposed to extraterrestrials with features like claws and fangs and standing from 7 to 9 feet tall and weighing 400 to 600 pounds. It's beyond comprehension. That's one thing that's really important about this, because they've got us so duped and so hypnotized with this society, and so in a mindset of just scrubbing along just to survive. I mean, I think David Icke in his earlier work does a great job of describing how they make us little scurrying animals. You're too busy surviving to really stop and contemplate some of the deeper issues about what's happening behind society. There's no time to do anything.
It also makes you understand why they're able to spray the skies like they do and no serious resistance that has any impact.
Right. I mean, that's it boggles the mind why no one does anything about this. But, you know, what's happening is it's mind control. That's what it is. It's thought control. They've got us in a situation where it is difficult to believe in the very element. It's not just your mind not able to believe it, it's that your emotions are set against it. Because I noticed how people get mad when you start to talk about the truth. You know, I said, you know, 4 LAPD came to my door as a result of uploading Shapeshifter movies.
I'm very interested in the interference that you've experienced, because I've had a number of guests on describing their interference. And let's start from the beginning with the interference. Let's go right into that now. And then you did start to describe the entities around us and the non-human beings around us that look human. And we didn't even really go into the details of that Obama transparent hand video and what that implies. Let's go right into the interference that you've been experiencing as a result of the video uploads.
Yeah, sure. I was just going to say, watch my movie, The Source of Vampires, because I think that transparency is what people have been recording in these vampire movies where they see the person transparent in the mirror. I happen to think, from a conversation I just recently had with somebody, that it's actually not a hologram. It's a cross-dimensional issue. They're hybrids. They're half in one dimension, half in ours, which is why when there's distance from the camera, the time that it takes the light to hit the lens causes an anomaly wherein the being starts to actually disappear, and that's the partial transparency or full transparency. Now, as for the interference, I'll tell you exactly what happened, and let me be real clear about this, because, first of all, when somebody says something like I'm going to say, there's a big credibility gap. So I want to make clear, my name is Richard Bruce, I'm a resident of Los Angeles, and I have no priors. I am not a criminal, I have no criminal history, I am not involved with criminal elements, and I never have been. I've led a pretty simple life, for the most part, until now. When I uploaded my first reptilian shapeshifter movie on January 9th, 2013, I didn't get a response. But then 2 weeks later, when I uploaded my first full report on the movie The Matrix, which I entitled that movie Reptilian Matrix Message, immediately, this is what's hard to believe, immediately, I mean, we're talking within the hour, I think it was like 15 minutes.
Whoa.
My house, my apartment in Woodland Hills, California, was surrounded by helicopters. And at the time, it was so, I just thought that they were busting somebody in my building. I thought it was a police chase or some news or something big happening in my building. I didn't even realize that it was an immediate reaction to what I was doing. And so he said, well, how did you know that that was a reaction to what you were doing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happened was that right after that, on a continual basis, on a daily basis, helicopters, you hear it at a distance. It starts out low. And I've never experienced hearing helicopters before in my life, and I've lived in Los Angeles all my life, and I'm 44. And I heard this distance, noise in the distance. You hear going, and it gets louder and louder. And the whole building shakes, and it flies over. And
right.
At first, when it first started happening, I mean, it was intimidated. I was intimidated. I mean, I realized that there was something going on. And right away I thought, you know, what the hell is going on? And then I thought, my God, if these movies I'm uploading to YouTube, holy cow. I mean,
well, that was an intuitive thought.
Well, I mean, the thing is that I had no other, you know, issue. There was no other, you know, I didn't have any reason for LAPD helicopters to buzz my house, or, you know, a weird activity to start up with police following me on the street. And that was the next thing. I mean, if you heard, here's the thing, it's kind of hard to have a video camera on 24 hours a day and be ready for this. I did the best I could record as much of it as I could.
Right.
But, you know, they're smart about it. I mean, they're not going to do it so much that, you know, it would be completely obvious.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have an issue with mental illness or imagining things that aren't there. I mean, if you were in my shoes, you would know that there was definitely, I mean, I'll put it to you this way. On no certain term was this a message. Stop what you're doing. I mean, you know, that was the clear message. Now, you know, as you know, I didn't stop. But, you know, when this helicopter flyby stuff happened, I mean, you know, it was too unreal. I'm like, how can this be going on? How can this be true that they're doing this? And furthermore, how can they risk it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But there's important facts about this that get into paranormal technology that are important to understand about this. Otherwise, also, you may not be able to believe it and chalk it up to paranoia.
By paranormal, are you talking about exotic technology?
I'm talking about how I realized that the holographic helicopter thing, where you cannot tell the difference between a real one and the hologram, I found that out from watching the John Lear videos.
Okay, explain that to listeners, please.
Okay, sure. Well, this is what, basically, if you go and you type in John Lear, like from Lear Jets. Okay, John Lear is the son of this other guy, Lear, who's the founder of the Lear Jet Empire. Now, this guy, it was a test pilot, and he comes on and goes public about this paranormal stuff. All you got to do is go on YouTube and type in John Lear, and you'll get his videos. He has a four-part series, and in that series, he says, we have this technology. We have these holographic helicopters, okay? The guy said, no, you know, it couldn't be a hologram. I saw it. It was there. I felt the vibration of the chopping of the blades. I saw it. I heard it. It was there. And John Lear says, well, you know, I couldn't convince him, but the fact is that we have this technology, and you cannot tell the difference. And they've been using it for quite a while, and they use it on, you know, criminals. They use it, you know, to intimidate people, and so they do this all the time. And say, well, where is it being shot from? What satellite? You know, who? I don't have all these answers. All I know is that when I saw that video from John Lear, I believed that they had this technology. I mean, according to a bunch of other stuff that I've heard, and not only that, this gets really, really weird on the paranormal side of it, because they have psychics that work for them that I finally figured out what was going on in conjunction with these holographic helicopters. I know it sounds like the perfect setup for for some guy coming into the police station and telling some crazy story.
It does. But, well, you know, the reason why is because these scenarios are fictionalized in television and movies, so it's difficult to explain the real thing when it's happening. But go ahead, Richard.
Yeah. The thing is, Jeff, is that I actually realized that's part of their strategy, is to set it up so that it looks like, you know, you've been watching too much sci-fi.
Right. Yes.
And I think that's part of the strategy. Even movies that look like they're exposing stuff like They Live actually work towards discrediting anybody coming out with the real truth about what's happening to them, because they look like they just, oh, yeah, well, you watched that movie too much.
The holographic helicopters and, well, if they can do that, they can do holographic people, holographic cars, and why just a helicopter, right, or a plane?
Yeah. I think that they're doing it with these airplanes. Now, I think some of them are real, and some of them are holograms. I think in my case, a lot of them are holograms because they're whipping them out too fast. They time this buzzing with either a helicopter or an airplane. You know, an airplane goes like right when I walk out of a place.
Right.
They'll time it when I'm coming or going someplace. They like to make sure that I know that it's harassment by doing it when I'm going to enter an establishment or a building, or when I'm leaving a place. They like to time it so that it happens at that point. Or they'll bug me when they're really pissed about something. And one time when I uploaded a movie called Real Reptilian Face, I think, and in the beginning of that movie, I made a little joke on the front of it. I said, I wonder if I should upload another shape-shifting movie. And then, I played some of that chopper footage that I got, and then I showed me, like, panicking, and then I fade into the movie and show this reptilian shape-shifting movie from Blade Runner. And when I did that, I got buzzed like crazy. I mean, they were buzzing my house like, I couldn't believe it, like more than that had happened on New Year's Day 2014 as I recorded in my movie, The Dragons of Blade Runner.
In that video that you're talking about, could you describe that? Because I did see that, and you took a movie that's the lighting was very, very dark on that. You brought up the light, and this door opens, and there's Harrison Ford there, but there's an individual on the left whose face starts to take on the appearance of an iguana almost, but shiny. How did you find that? What do you think is going on there?
Okay, what's happening is apparently they're hybrids between humans and reptilians. And in that particular case, that was from my movie, Real Reptilian Face, and that was also part of the movie Dragons of Blade Runner, because that's a scene where there was both distance from the camera, and another element where the shape shifting comes out is when there's less light. Because a direct, strong beam of light seems to chase away, in a sense. I know that sounds convenient. I'm trying to point out that technically the shape-shifting comes out when there's less light. Now, a lot of people commented on that movie and said, oh, it's an oxygen mask. I know he was wearing an oxygen mask. That's not the point. If you use your head and you realize that there's some images there that simply cannot be produced by the oxygen mask that's on his face, one of the reasons that was still in the movie was because they couldn't clean it up precisely because he had the oxygen cast on his face.
Mm.
But, Jeff, you can see these iguana-like tiles, as you mentioned. You can see these tiles, which there is no video error that could cause those features. I mean, it looks like an iguana or a lizard mouth. And I think when these things are fully transformed, they look like giant, upright, bipedal lizards. That's what they look like. And by the way, the reason I got that footage, because that was in, they're kind of high on themselves, because that movie really was a great movie. I got to give it to the Serpents. That was a terrific movie. But that was on in a disc set that you can buy, a special disc that has the raw footage. In the original, in the movie that they showed, they cleaned that up quite a bit, and you can see the difference. They edited out those tiles pretty much on the one that you see in the movie, but that was on the what's called like a raw footage disc that they included for fans to pore over, which I don't think was that great of an idea. I mean, if they're trying to keep their existence a secret, you know what I'm saying?
It could get into the world of lesser magic where they have to show something of themselves in order to keep the spell going and something like that. But here you are stumbling across more and more evidence on video of individuals and people who are not as they seem, and they're really glitching out. And you're able to use video in a forensic way to reveal this. And not just a random person. These people are in positions of power. They're on television. They own sports
right.
teams. Could you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, well, my finding is that in order to keep a lid on this, think about it, Jeff, if there was one news station that they didn't control and you showed them this shape-shifting footage and they broadcasted it, their cover would be blown. They have to keep a lid on this by controlling all news. See, I mean, this is what's hard to wrap your head around, because it seems like it's just too impossible. Somebody would have... somebody on the news station would have said, hey, they're doing something, they're lying about something or whatever, and then, they would, broadcast some footage and the whole thing would be blown. But that's not the case. See, this is where it's important to realize. When an alien race has technology that is so beyond what we're used to, they can do things where it just seems... combination and a combination strategy. And my understanding is, from watching the Alex Collier video, is that they have experience in doing this with pre-space travel worlds like Earth. Kind of like, you know, something right out of Star Trek, but this thing is real. And these are ancient beings that feed off of other lesser sentient beings. One of the reasons they've been able to succeed as well as they have, I don't know if you know anything about biology, but one of the most successful life forms there are parasites. And the reason a parasite is successful is because they can spend all of their energy surviving while feeding off of your energy being spent gathering fuel.
The animal kingdom here on Earth itself is filled with those types of relationships, the parasitical relationships. There's a variety of different types where the host actually benefits from it as well. And I wonder if those scenarios exist with humans. But essentially, yes, there are probably some very negative parasitical alien-human relationships going on. And it seems that a lot of people who stumble upon it, once they open that door and then dealing with interference and all of that. And, you know, we've had on guests such as Carissa Conti, who described how she was being harassed not only by helicopters, as you have been, but MIB types. And she would have random people walk by her and make very pointed, informed comments about her. She later explained how she was able to neutralize the intensity of the gang stalking by refusing to be fearful, and she says that changed her frequency, which made a lot of the harassment disappear. I wonder if, you know, there are many ways to protect yourself as a result of investigating this particular area, such as, you know, Oregonite, moving your frequency out of fear and praying. Can you go into some other examples of harassment and maybe some of the most overt scenarios you've experienced of interference?
As I mentioned on my YouTube channel, you know, it wasn't just helicopters and police showing up at my door, but it was squad cars lighting up their sirens behind me to try to intimidate me. And they would, like, light up their sirens and pull in front of me, and they wouldn't pull me over, but they would, you know, they would crank up their siren. They would, you know, suddenly pull out in front of me or pull somebody over right behind me. And this started happening so much that I finally bought a dash camera. I said, I'm going to get some of this on video, get the proof. And I did. And I uploaded a movie called Your Taxes for My Reptilian LAPD Escort. And it shows how in less than 5 minutes, two LAPD vehicles pulled out in front of me and then pulled away within a short period of time. And you can fully see it's not normal fare. And then I showed some shape-shifting at the end of that that proof. And I'll tell you one thing, Jeff, that that tailing and stuff dropped off almost completely. They are afraid of exposure, and that's one thing. And they do this. I mean, you know, the aerial harassment continued pretty much unabated and has continued up to this day. And they do that especially if I drive anywhere far. They like to be sure that I know that, you know, they're going to cover everywhere that I go. I like to drive to downtown L.A. for some sushi and buying some anime books or something. And they make sure to know that, you know, you're not going to have a peaceful, fun time. You're going to, you know, we're going to let you know that you are under constant harassment and surveillance by these aerial vehicles. And what's funny about this is that they're very, it's almost infantile. I mean, the activity will pick up as a result of a movie that I just uploaded that especially pissed them off or something else that I said that made them angry. It's like they're very reactive. I mean, you can, the activity really picks up. But I mean, you know, I've gotten used to carrying my video camera with me everywhere I go. And by the way, they have, this is what's important to understand, they have a complete surveillance system on me. They can see me whether I'm inside, whether I'm outside. It doesn't matter. They know exactly where I am, and I've tested this because they time their buzzing or their flyover, whether it's a helicopter or whether it's an airplane, right as I'm leaving someplace, which means that they saw me packing up my stuff and getting ready to leave. you know, they know, they follow, you know, they studied all of my habits and everything. They know where I go. They know what I do. And they've got it, all planned out. But I'll tell you, they will not buzz me as much if I've got the camera in my hand and it's on. Occasionally they'll screw up and they'll start a flyby that they really can't retract. Otherwise, they'll, oh my gosh, it really is a hologram, you know. But, it, you know, I mean, this happens on a regular daily basis. And once again, I would just say, I realize, you know, that people listening to this might say, you know, well, maybe one or two were real, or they were real in the beginning, but it sounds like, you know, you're imagining every plane flying over your head is paranoid. I completely understand that point of view. If I didn't experience it personally, that's what I'm a skeptic. I mean, when somebody says something paranormal, I say, show me the footage. That's why when I say anything, I really like to back it up with footage and actually showing. If I upload a reptilian shapeshifter movie, I'm not going to upload something that could be interpreted as a codec error or a video anomaly of some kind. Something where you see the forms. I mean, a curved yellow and white talon on Keanu Reeves in that movie, Keanu's Claw. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is just no chance of that being a video error, you know?
We're speaking with Richard Bruce. We're talking with him about the harassment he's experiencing as a result of uploading human shapeshifting anomaly videos on YouTube. Joining us, we're speaking with Richard Bruce. We're talking with him about the harassment he's experiencing as a result of uploading human shapeshifting anomaly videos on YouTube. Yeah, it's really fascinating. And the skeptics are the people who are doubting. Yeah, you might even suggest open a channel on YouTube and re-upload my videos on your channel and see what happens when you start to walk outside.
Yeah, I offer people, I said, I'll give $20 to the first person who can find the Obama clear hand footage, any footage in the entire archive of humans making videos, anywhere. I'll give $20 to the first person who can find one with footage that you know, essentially looks like that or shows something fairly similar to where you can say it's like that and it's some sort of video error. Because I know that's historic footage, that Obama clear hand footage. It is historic. I mean, you just don't see that kind of footage. And I've had a few other video experts talk to me and tell me, yeah, you know, you were right about that. I mean, you cannot explain that by just, you know, some people were saying, oh, it's the teleprompter, you know, and of course, his hand is completely out of that shot, so you know, they missed the whole point of that. But you know, the fact is that I've realized people, if they don't want to believe it, even people who believe in paranormal elements, I have people in my family who believe in paranormal elements. They even have a nice book on UFOs showing some of the UFOs that they caught over there in the UK. Beautiful pictures, beautiful book and everything. But when I tried to tell them about this reptilian subject, there was like a pre-block. I mean, they were not going to hear it. They are not going to see it. I showed them the Keanu's Claw movie. I showed them some other movies that are just simply beyond refute. If you just look at it, I mean, common sense will tell you. I mean, there's something wrong. And they will absolutely refuse to say it. Just, nope, it's not there. It doesn't exist. I don't see it. You know, nope, not there. You know, and I think Ike is the best person to explain all this in his, you know, in his earlier work. I don't know if you know the latest news or not, but I mean, I just did an interview for British filmmaker Chris Turner. At the time that I made that movie, I had already made a movie showing David Icke's shapeshifting. Yeah, did you hear about this?
I saw the video. I didn't watch the whole thing, and I saw that it was a very subtle thing on his teeth. I think Frequency Vents had some footage on Ike as well.
This is really important to get clear. I actually do have a lot of respect for the work that David Icke's done. And the fact that I had to make a movie showing his shape-shifting did not make me happy and not, you know, pleased or getting into a hyper-sensation about it, because I think, Jeff, that his earlier work is still very important. His early lectures and his books, The Biggest Secret and Children of the Matrix. I haven't read The Biggest Secret yet, but I'm reading Children of the Matrix a second time now. He is framing the situation for what information he has. Now, that just doesn't mean I agree with everything, with all of his views. But I even said in a review of that book at my channel that I recommend it, even though I don't recommend a lot of his views, especially his views on the Bible, which he's basing partially on the interpretations of Zechariah Sitchin, who interprets the Sumerian tablets. He had already done an interview with Arizona Wilder, in which Arizona Wilder, and that's not her real name, but, and she told him on that interview, which is right there on YouTube for everybody to see, that his job, it wasn't, you know, like some random thing, no, Zechariah Sitchin's job was to deceive about what's happening with these reptilians. So right there, and then he's using that as really his only reference to say that the Bible is based on a story that was really a much bigger story written by the Sumerians. So it just doesn't, you know, it just seems strange to me that he didn't, you know, make that connection or at least make an account for it in his book. You know, if he had said, you know, maybe it's true, maybe it's not, I would have had a little, you know, I would have thought that was more scientific and sound. That said, though, I think he does a really good job of exposing the reptilian bloodlines, the Merovingians, the whole story. I think that the David Icke that was there in that interview with Arizona Wilder and the David Icke who wrote the books Children of the Matrix and The Biggest Secret, I somehow think that brave soul of, you know, truly competent and respectable researcher and brave person would have come out and told us if he knew himself that he was of the reptilian bloodlines and shape-shifting himself. That's why I suspect that there's either they somehow, you know, changed his spirit or something, or they completely replaced him. I don't know. But what I do know for sure is that he is absolutely shape-shifting. I mean, we're talking about zero chance it could be something else. Slit eyes. In his case, he has a tongue that's coming over his lower lip. His teeth are massively shape-shifting. I mean, the gap is appearing in different places. If we're talking clear enough to see the tooth, the gap shows up in a different place. The gap shows up in a pair of teeth where there's no gap. It forms, elongate. Zero chance. You know, I was going back and forth there with British filmmaker Chris Turner and saying that, you know, I was showing him that even the high-def footage that he finally showed me of a frame-by-frame of Icke's teeth proved that they're shape-shifting. I mean, this little nub grows out on one of it, and the angle changes. I mean, there's zero doubt. And like I said, I mean, this guy Chris Turner he's an intelligent, educated person. And you know, if you're not ready to realize this, you're not going to realize it. And especially in the case of David Icke, who's this, you know, he's the seminal figure in bringing this forward. And then here he is shape-shifting and not telling us. And this really confuses people. I mean, they're just not able to believe it. It's like the Christian audience that I have. You know, if I tell them that, yeah, did you know that Mel Gibson, who made that great movie Passion of the Christ to promote Jesus Christ, yeah, he's a reptilian shapeshifter. I also know from Scripture that not all serpents are bad. In fact, some of them are friends of the Lord.
I wanted to ask you about that, Richard. Yes, some people think. And I think the Pope had even mentioned that aliens can be redeemed. There is a redeeming or redeemable factor within this hybrid race among humans and then the full reptilian types. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, as you may know, I'm a Christian, and I do believe that God's word is reliable. Otherwise, we couldn't be judged by it. And a careful examination of the text will show you that man could not have had a hand in editing one single word, despite what some people say. Oh, King James, blah blah blah, was a pedophile. That's what Icke says, that King James, who authorized that version of the authorized King James Bible, was a pedophile. Okay, right. But if you look at look at carefully, you'll see that it's credible text. And what you see is that what God tells us is that there's two specific scriptures. One in which he says that, and by the way, and this is insulting to people of mixed heritage, but I'm just using the language that is in God's word, and he calls these non-humans beasts or beasts of the field, as opposed to man. And it's different, you know, the main category type. There's God, angel, man, beast, and animal. Those are the main life form types. Now, the scripture says in two separate places that it says that, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and with the seed of beast. Now, that scripture right there, sorry, I don't have the number with me handy, but that scripture right there proves that beast is the term for sentient non-humans, because what do we know? Non-sentient animals are not sexually compatible with humans, but the beasts are.
Oh.
And by the way, there's a different kind, and I've had two reptilians and one werewolf alien contact me as a result of my channel.
Yeah,
I was not able to. By the way, I'll be clear. I mean, I was not able to confirm it, you know, and so I appreciate the skeptic's point of view. What I can say is that after talking with these people at length, especially the werewolf, he was quite interesting.
How so?
He talked about the real history of Earth, and he said that he was given the opportunity to tell one person about his history and their history and so forth and what was happening with Earth, and that he decided to tell me. And at first, I almost lost him because I started talking about God. Because the one thing I realized is, and by the way, I am talking with a non-human is a Christian and does believe in God's word. But the other two that I mentioned God's word or I mentioned anything out of, you can feel that they didn't want to hear or talk about it. And the werewolf guy, actually, he stopped emailing me when I said, dude, I'm going to try to make this clear again. You need to realize that God's word is the real deal.
Uh-huh.
And he wouldn't have it. But I realized after talking with him at length that, you know, he was telling me the truth. And, you know, once again, it's all subjective. I mean, the possibility exists that he was just a very clever liar. But I can generally tell, you know, I can see with the amount of intelligence output, the competence in the writing and so forth, I can tell if they're nuts or they're pulling a joke or something like
that. You're right. You can discern that through writing, especially writing. That's a very good way to tell. The compatibility between humans and beasts, that's an interesting idea right there. And I know that some people, such as Carla Turner, said they're not compatible, like the grays and the other species out there that are trying to create hybrids. She suspects that that's not happening because God, through creation, had not allowed a horse and a cat to have offspring.
Yeah, well, I think there's a confluence of events. She may be right, and, you know, interbreeding isn't going on, and or if the DNA separation, not a breeding thing. The problem is that I think that for the most, they do not reveal themselves for several important reasons, both for good and for evil. But, you know, somebody just commented at my YouTube channel saying, you know, something you ought to think about is, you know, their whole life would turn to crap if they came out, not just because of pressure from other non-humans that don't want out, but, you know, they would be treated as probably very poorly by many humans who are also angry about what's happening with our world and the conditions that we've been in. And
no doubt about that, Richard. The deception that's being used to put this particular group ahead of human beings and to enslave human beings, you know, along with the satanic church and members that are in the various levels of government that some past guests have mentioned. And the ultimate goal, I was told by somebody in the satanic church for 10 years, said to enslave human beings.
Yeah, well, I think they've done a jolly good job of it and keeping it all under wraps. Like I said, I think that they have technology, both mind control, holographic, and all kinds of stuff we probably haven't even heard about, which, for instance, somebody who's like me, and this is another important point about the, you know, the whole harassment and reaction thing, and I give my witness in The Dragons of Blade Runner, which is that I think they surely sent people to kill me. I mean, somebody like me who's doing this, and it's obviously a threat to their whole operation, they're going to take out if they can't, you know, change their mind. I thought that they were going to send somebody to either talk with me or perhaps offer to buy me out. And I was thinking about maybe taking it because I need the money. But, no one ever did. No one ever approached me. No one ever said, you better stop doing this or nothing. It's all, you know, completely nonverbal in their messages. But, I mean, the fact is that they made, it very clear, and that means, and they're taking a chance, that means that what I'm doing is a threat to their operation. But as I said in my movie, The Dragons of Blade Runner, and this is all a matter of discernment, and I don't have any proof for it, and could be wrong, and I say that in the movie. I said I don't know this for certain. But what happened was several kind of weird events happened. There was a large electrical explosion at night, like a green blast of light, and there was something about that. And later I thought, I wonder if that was a cloaked reptilian coming to get me. And I don't know if it was, but as I thought about it and it settled in, I believe that it was. But here's the real one was with the actor Paul Walker from the Fast and Furious series.
I haven't, but I know this is the actor who died in that car wreck, right?
Right. Okay. He crashed into the only gas line in the area. He was with a friend of his, and they were in the local town up here. It's like 15 minutes away from me over here. They had a new Porsche, a new $100,000 Porsche, and they crashed it into the only gas line in the area. And when I saw that on the news, and then I read in the scripture, Psalm 27:2, it says, "When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell." And when I read that, I thought that's what it might be. I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's no connection. There's no other evidence or proof or anything else that goes with that. All I can say is that, God reveals things to people. And he puts things into their minds for them to know it. And when I saw that, that was my feeling. But like I said, without any evidence, I can't prove it. I can say that after some time of that going by and everything else that's happened, I feel reasonably certain that was the case.
Richard, can you give listeners an idea of where you're at right now? You had an apartment, but you're not in an apartment now. What are you doing for work, and how's your life been as a result of making these videos and experiencing this interference and strengthening your relationship with God? It seems that it's a bumpy transition here.
Yeah, to say the least. I can tell you, Jeff, this has been one of the hardest times that I have ever faced. If you really want to experience something that will test your soul, try being homeless without a choice. And that's hard to do unless some sort of weird confluence of events happen. And that's why I say I kind of find it suspicious, because this has been happening to me all my life. I mean, this is nothing necessarily new. I've been homeless on and off since my early 20s. After I got out of the Navy, and I either lived in my truck or a small RV, which is what I've got now. And I just worked as a handyman, just doing odd jobs and stuff. And I tried like hell to get a steady job that I could pay rent with, because I can tell you, even if you have an RV, being homeless sucks big time. But I can tell you that what I realized, I realized it from watching the Simon Parks video, in which he says that these creatures, including the scorpions, by the way, that's the Luke 10:19 verse, which says, "Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy." Therefore, that's teaching us that all the power of the enemy, that is Satan, a giant reptilian, who was an angel, that got turned into a reptilian, is a serpent, and a dragon is a reptilian life form. Therefore, he's a giant bipedal reptilian, the king of the reptilians, at least, that are here. That's my take on it. When I started doing this, what I realized was that what something Simon Parks said in his video, he said that they target people whom they know are going to be trouble for them, and they minimize them. You see, they can't, in some cases, they can't outright kill you. And I think in a lot of cases, they can't outright kill you. what they can do is Susan Reed describes this best in her book, The Body Snatchers, which I only read an excerpt of, but she says, you won't understand how the reptilians think. Because humans, they would just think, well, we'll just go kill the guy. But they have these slow, subtle tactics that they use to defeat their enemies. And it's their whole MO. They're warriors, but they do it on a grand, long-term scale. That's really hard to understand. Thousands of years in the planning, and you say, how the heck can they? How can they possibly do this?
Right.
But they do, and it's very, very successful. As we see, our entire world is duped by these creatures. They have control over everything: the news, politics, government, everything. The military, everything. They control the school system. They control the medical system. That's why it is so. My mother was a medical doctor. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And she told me that they were lying right to our face. The AMA, the American Medical Association, is lying right to everyone's faces about what causes the autism. That there was mercury in the vaccines, and that was what was causing it. And I said to my mother, I said, look, I don't believe it. I mean, I just saw a report on CNN with a 200 patient case study proving. And guess what? I found out after she passed on that she was right. They can lie right to our face about huge things, and no one ever knows or finds out, and everybody just believes the lie.
Yeah, it's a Richard, I might add in that it's a very specific lie. There's that 180-degree lie, which is probably, as you're describing, the lying to your face. But it's the absolute opposite of the truth, the perfect opposite. And I think that individuals can't process that type of lie very easily, because why would anyone make up such an overt and obvious lie? And it works.
Yeah, that's the one thing we do know, Jeff, is that their strategies work. I mean, you got to give it to them. And like I said, if people weren't brainwashed by an education system that I think, only rewards memorization, not actual thinking, as I think David Icke very well puts in his book *Children of the Matrix*, that it's this whole situation is designed to keep humans in a box, because it's, I think what I am is an anomalous glitch. What frequency sense was an anomalous glitch, and then they deal with those when they come up. But for the most part, people aren't going to resist, and if they do, they can either intimidate them. Or if they're not intimidated, they can kill them. But in my case, they couldn't do either.
It's very possible, Richard, that you may not be able to do this work that you're doing now if you had a job.
I believe in working and being a contributing member of society, and I don't. I think most of the people that are homeless either have a drug problem or a competency problem, or they're nuts. And they don't have these prolonged periods, like, 5 years or more, without a place. But then again, I say to myself, maybe that there's a reason for that. There's a reason we have to go through that. It's written, you have sore broken us in the place of dragons. Kind of funny. That's what I think Los Angeles is, the place of dragons. And I can tell you, we are indeed broken and in dark places. And we are crying out to God to let us out. But as long as I am able to, I'm going to do the Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. The scorpions being the mantis aliens, apparently, as you'll see in the. I think the most credible information that I know about is the Simon Parks video, which you can also find on my channel.
Yes, I've seen it.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. And so I think that these, those two aliens, some of them. May be good. Some of them, according to scripture, not just my opinion. According to scripture, some non-humans are the friends of the Lord. Because it also is written that you preserve both man and beast. It says, "Oh Lord, you preserve both man and beast." And you can tell it's not talking about animals. It's talking about the sentient beings that are living among us. I hold, Chris, to the day when, and part of the reason I'm doing this whole thing is so that Earth can be a truly integrated. I happen to think that space is filled with all kinds of aliens coming and going. Most other planets have aliens coming and going, and just like America has immigrants coming and going from all different countries and we share technology and commerce and everything else, our planet, not so much. They're being blocked. What I realized was that Roswell and Aztec crashes, UFO crashes. They weren't an accident. We shot them down. Why? There's some Richard Holguin footage that shows satellite footage of our gravity spaceships shooting at extraterrestrials coming here and then turning away. We're keeping extraterrestrials from coming here. Why? So far as I understand it, it's because they had a human cattle ranch operation going here. And they know that if extraterrestrials come here, they're going to tell us what's going on. Oh, yeah, we're sharing all this cool technology. Oh, I guess you don't mind the, you know, that the reptilians eat some of your kids, you know, their whole deal going. You know,
right,
it's kind of be a little bit of a problem.
Yep.
So that's why they're keeping aliens from coming here. And meanwhile, they have all kinds of technology and things that could solve many of our problems. I mean, the energy problem, they would have helped us with that. I mean, we got vehicles that are causing cancer and pollution and everything, and we're fighting over resources and all this other stuff, untold amounts of evil. I heard that Nikola Tesla had a car that ran off the electricity that you can draw from the heat in the air, and he drove it all around California. They had that 100 years ago, but they prevented it because of all their evil schemes that they have to do with keeping humans under control by charging them for the petrol, the oil, but the chemtrails being sprayed in the air, the fluoride being pumped into the water. You know, America still doesn't have common sense. You know, there's a lot of countries in Europe now that have banned the fluoride in the water. They actually woke up. America is so far away from waking up. I know somebody on the water board over here in my local hometown, and he is so far away from being able to believe in the reptilians and not even possibly believe that fluoride causes brain retardation and a whole bunch of other crap that hurts us rather than helps us.
Richard Bruce, your YouTube channel is your name, Richard Bruce, so listeners can go online and find Richard's channel and check out what is on his channel and donate, help Richard out. You're doing very interesting, powerful work, Richard, and I really want to thank you once again for being on Another News.
Sure, anytime.
That's going to do it for Another News. I'm Jeff Brady. Join me again on Dark Matter Radio. I thought I knew.